天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们平安，很高兴在天路导向节目与您相遇，我是主持人何晨欣。我们对大卫的生平都不陌生，在圣经中有66章都讲到大卫，他经历了苦难、孤独、受伤和破碎。今天麦克牧师将继续透过大卫的生平来和我们分享大卫重新站起来的秘诀是什么。让我们安静我们的心，一起来聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends. We're delighted you joined us once more.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你能再一次收听这个节目。
There is a great thing about our Bible.
圣经的伟大之处。
And it is this.
就是。
The great thing about our Bible that is always tells the truth.
圣经永远告诉我们事实真相。
It does not take people into the back room and wash them and clean them and then show their best side.
圣经不会把人带到内室里，刷洗清洁后再让人看到他们最好的一面。
That would be deception.
那就是欺骗。
But our Bible is the word of truth.
我们的圣经是真理之道。
Our Bible does not try to wrap people up in cellophane paper and show them in a final product.
我们的圣经不会把人用玻璃纸包装好，然后再展示给人看最终的产品。
No.
不。
It tells us everything that was happening in the life of David.
圣经告诉我们大卫生平所发生的每一件事。
The Bible reveals to us the sinfulness of sin.
圣经显露罪的罪性。
The Bible reveals to us the blindness of sin.
圣经显露罪的盲目。
As we will see again and again, God has forgiven David.
我们可以看见神一次又一次地赦免大卫。
But there are consequences to sin.
但罪是有后果的。
Look around where you live.
看看你四周的环境。
You will see brokenness and hurt and pain everywhere.
你会看见到处都有破碎、伤害和痛苦。
God forgives us when we repent.
当我们认罪悔改，神就赦免。
But the consequences lingers on.
但罪的后果仍然存留。
These 66 chapters in the life of David would make a great film.
这66章大卫的生平可以拍成一部电影巨作。
But the difference between modern day films and the life of David is this.
但现代的影片和大卫生平有什么不同呢？
The film industry glamorizes sin.
电影界美化罪恶。
But the word of God reveals to us the consequences of sin.
但神的话语显露罪带来的恶果。
The difference between this true life drama and the movies is that the Bible reveals the wages of sin.
真实生活和电影不同，在于圣经显露罪的工价。
Now I want to give you a very brief history lesson.
现在我要给你们一个简要的历史课程。
You must be ready because I'm going to walk through it so fast.
你一定要准备好，因为我会很快的带过。
This is the fastest history lesson you've ever had.
这将是你上过最快的历史课。
Moses brought the people of Israel out of Egypt and takes them into the Sinai Desert.
摩西领以色列人出埃及，进入西乃沙漠。
And there he loses his nerve.
在旷野中他失去了胆量。
God said that he was going to take them into the promised land.
神说他会带以色列人进入应许之地。
But instead of the people obeying God, they became disobedient.
但以色列人不顺服神，背逆神。
And therefore, that disobedient generation wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
结果这悖逆的一代在旷野中流浪了40年。
And because of their disobedience, Moses' generation had never seen the promised land.
因为他们的不顺服，摩西那一代人都不得见应许之地。
Remember, when God says do something, you must do it.
记住，神叫你做什么，你一定要做。
Then Joshua takes the people of Israel into the promised land.
后来是约书亚带领以色列人进入神应许之地。
When God says do something,
当神说做什么，
don't consult other people.
不要去咨询别人。
You must obey God alone.
你只要顺服神。
After Joshua takes the people of Israel into the promised land,
约书亚带以色列人进入应许之地以后，
before he dies, he gives them a solemn warning.
在他临死前，给以色列人一个严重的警告。
Joshua said,
约书亚说，
if you do not follow the commandments of the Lord your God,
你们如不遵守神的诫命，
you will be the most miserable people on the face of the earth.
你们会成为世上最悲哀的人。
They did not take heed of the warning.
但他们不听警告。
During the period of the judges, everyone did what is right in their own eyes.
到了士师的时代，个人随从己意，任意而行。
They removed God's moral absolutes.
他们取消了神绝对的道德标准。
They rationalized their indulgences.
他们将自己的放纵合理化。
They winked at their own moral rebellion.
他们甚至以自己违反道德而自鸣得意。
They abandoned their responsibility toward God and the promises that they made to God.
他们抛弃对神的责任和对神许的诺言。
They were busy doing only what they wanted to do.
他们专注于自己想做的。
They were doing only what felt good.
他们诉求于感官的安逸。
Seven times in the book of Judges, we see people cry to God when they get into trouble.
士师记里七次我们看见以色列人在他们遇到困难时向神呼求。
And seven times God delivers them through a judge.
神七次用士师拯救他们。
But as soon as God delivers them, they go back to doing their own thing.
但每当神拯救之后，他们又回到以前的境况。
From the pain of the period of the judges comes the beautiful story of the book of Ruth.
从士师的惨痛时代来到路德记美好的故事。
Ruth was a loyal and dedicated Gentile woman.
路德是一位忠心虔诚的外邦妇女，也就是非犹太妇女。
She married a Jewish man by the name of Boaz.
她嫁给一个犹太人，名叫波阿斯。
And they had a son named Obed.
他们有一个儿子叫俄贝德。
Obed grew up and he had a son.
俄贝德成人后有一个儿子。
His name was Jesse.
名叫耶西。
And Jesse had 8 boys.
耶西有八个儿子。
David was the youngest son.
大卫是他最小的儿子。
You see what I mean by a quick history lesson?
你现在知道我说速成历史课的意思了吧？
But 28 generations after David,
大卫之后28代，
in the same city of Bethlehem,
在同一个伯利恒城里，
where David was born,
也就是大卫诞生之地，
a descendant from David was born to a virgin,
童贞女生了一位大卫的后裔。
Who is God's Messiah?
他是救世主弥赛亚。
His name is Jesus.
他的名字叫耶稣。
Don't ever underestimate the sovereignty of God.
千万不要低估神的主权。
If you learn one thing tonight, I want you to learn this.
若你今天有所学习，我希望你学到这一件。
Don't ever underestimate the sovereignty of God.
一定不能低估神的主权。
God will always accomplish His purpose with or without your cooperation.
无论你是否愿意与他合作，神总是能完成他的目标。
If you cooperate with God, you get the blessing.
如果你肯与神合作，你就会得到祝福。
If you don't cooperate with God, God will still accomplish His purpose. You miss out on the blessing.
如果你不与神合作，神仍然会达到他的目的，但你却失去了祝福。
And when the blessing goes out a curse comes in.
当失去祝福时，咒诅就临到。
And that's what happened in the life of Saul.
这就发生在扫罗身上。
God did not send an evil spirit.
神没有差派魔鬼。
But when God's spirit is taken away, the only other alternative will be an evil spirit.
但若圣灵离开，魔鬼就会来取而代之。
Let me go back to the book of Judges.
让我回到士师记。
God answers a prayer of a desperate woman.
神应允了一位妇女在濒临绝望时迫切的祷告。
And he gives her a son.
他给了这位妇人一个儿子。
She keeps her promise and dedicates her miracle son to the Lord, and she names him Samuel.
这位妇人遵守诺言，将神赐的儿子奉献给神，并给他取名叫撒母耳。
Samuel becomes the last of the judges and the first of the prophets.
撒母耳成为最后一位士师，也是第一位先知。
During Samuel's time, spiritual conditions of Israel was terrible.
在撒母耳的时期，以色列人属灵的情况很差。
Parents were abdicating their responsibilities toward their children.
父母亲疏忽他们对子女的责任。
Even Eli the priest.
甚至祭司以利。
He was caught up in his profession so much that his family was falling apart.
他忙于自己的职务，以至于家庭破裂。
And the people of Israel's rebellion against God got even worse.
以色列人悖逆神则更加严重。
They wanted to be like other people in the region.
他们想仿效当地其他的民族那样。
They were tired of being different.
他们厌倦了与众不同。
Let me ask you this.
让我问你。
Do you feel tired of being different?
你是否厌倦了与众不同呢?
Do you feel tired of being godly in an ungodly world?
你是否对在这无神的世代做一个属神的人感到厌倦呢?
Do you feel tired of being pure in an unpure world?
你是否对在这混杂的世界里持守纯洁而感到厌烦呢?
Samuel went out and cried to God.
撒母耳呼求神。
God answered him.
神回答他。
He said, the people are not rejecting you, they are rejecting me.
他说，人民不是厌弃你，而是厌弃我。
God gave them the desire of their heart.
神照着他们心里想要的给了他们。
The people did not want God to be their king.
以色列人不要神做他们的王。
They wanted a human king.
他们要人做他们的王。
So they can manipulate him.
这样他们就可以操纵这王。
They did not want Jehovah to be their governor.
他们不要耶和华做统治者。
They wanted a human governor.
他们要人做统治者。
So he can legitimize the rebellion.
这样他们就可以将他们的悖逆合法化。
Saul became the king of Israel.
扫罗成为以色列的王。
I'll tell you a few things about Saul and then I'll bring this program to a close.
我要告诉你们几件有关扫罗的事，然后我就会结束这个节目。
Saul was a king who was talented and trained.
扫罗是一个有天分又受过训练的王。
Saul was a king who had all of the abilities.
扫罗是一个有才干的王。
Saul was a king who had all of the human credentials.
扫罗做王具备各项优秀的资格。
But there was only one problem.
但只有一个问题。
His heart was rotten.
他的内心是腐烂的。
His heart was not right with God.
他的心违背神。
God rejected Saul's leadership.
神不认可扫罗的领导权。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because Saul rejected Jehovah's lordship.
因为扫罗拒绝接受耶和华的主权。
God rejected Saul's kingship.
神不认可扫罗的王权。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because Saul rejected Jehovah's kingship.
因为扫罗拒绝接受耶和华的王权。
I want you to notice one thing. That is very important.
我要你留意一件很重要的事。
Saul kept on functioning as king even after God's rejection of him.
扫罗在神拒绝他做王之后，他仍然做王。
In the Bible reading that we read tonight, 1 Samuel 16,
今天我们读的圣经《撒母耳记上》16章。
God said, I've rejected Saul.
神说，我已经厌弃了扫罗。
But he continued for a long time after that to be a king.
但在那之后好长的一段时期，他仍然做王。
What does that mean?
这有什么意义呢？
In the next message, we shall learn what that means.
下次我会讲到这个意义是什么。
We will see how God patiently waits for Saul to recognize David as the chosen king.
我们将会看看神如何耐心地等待扫罗承认大卫是被神拣选的王。
We will learn by example that availability is foremost in God's mind.
我们将从实例中学习神最看重的是一颗愿意被神使用的心。
Till next time, God bless you.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再见。
不要让环境蒙蔽我的眼， 困难拦阻我前行，
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译，给我们上了一堂历史课，了解到大卫的家谱和耶稣的降生。耶稣他是救世主，是弥赛亚，我们要学习的功课是一定不能低估神的主权。无论你是否愿意与神合作，神总是能完成他的目标。如果你愿意与神合作，你就会得到祝福，如果你不愿意和神合作，你会失去神的祝福。雅各书四章六节，但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。神最看重的是一颗愿意被神使用的心，让我们每一个人都存着一颗感恩谦卑的心来服侍神。亲爱的听众朋友们，天路导向将免费提供两本小册子，足能得胜和击倒了站起来，请电邮给我们，我们的邮箱是导向汉语拼音 at 良友点 net， 就是 DAOXIANG at 良友点 net， 请注明天路导向的小册子，您便可获得。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。中间
是不是